Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girl, I am pumped that you're here because this episode is going to be a raw, honest conversation, but also have some really tactical pieces to it that I think you're really going to vibe with, because we're talking about a topic that all of us have to deal with, but especially for you and I as women that are chasing big goals and dreams, because sometimes we're going to have people that just don't vibe with it. And sometimes we're going to experience this like emotion that comes up when someone doesn't support us. And it's just important that we know like how to have more tools in our toolbox when that happens, because it's inevitably going to happen. If it's not happening to you right now, then it will happen to you in the future. So grab your, you know, spicy margarita, because we're just going to dive right into the juice here. So like, let's get on the same page. It can be so difficult if you feel like you aren't getting support from people in your life about the choices that you're making, about the goals that you have. And it can feel especially hurtful if there's someone that you know really well, or you identify as like a close relationship, right? In particular, if there's a certain role that you've deemed as super important to you. And honestly, what's so interesting is anger, or just like getting mad at someone as a result of their lack of support, is often the quickest response that we go to as humans, right? Like we just get mad because, you know, it actually makes sense that we do this. I'm not saying that it's a good thing that we get angry as a default, but it makes sense that anger is the first emotion that we go to, because we can access this right away. And then we can push aside that sad feeling, which is really probably at the root of this, right? That hurt. Like, it's not comfortable to be in pain. So sometimes it's easier to access that anger than it is to let ourselves feel hurt or feel the pain that comes from someone not supporting us that's close to us. Because often we think in our own brains, right? If we say that we're hurt, it just feels very vulnerable, right? So defaulting to anger seems easier. And again, I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just saying it's understandable. It just means that you're a human. Like, welcome to the club, you know? But I remember for me, just to kind of give you a little bit of context around this, when I first started an online business, which was way back in January of 2014, I had someone close to me that I felt like, because again, I created this story, I felt like they didn't support me. They weren't very vocal asking me about my business. They didn't ask me, you know, what I was excited about or when I would have wins that I would share on social media. Like, they just never brought it up. Like, they didn't see it. And full transparency, I handled this very wrong, I guess. I don't really think there's right or wrong. It's just like what I knew at that point. I would never handle something like this now, because when you know better, you can do better, right? But first, instead of letting myself feel sad or upset and like taking a second to process that I was, you know, let down by this person not supporting me, I instead chose to get mad. And it was easier to access this anger emotion. So I would just say things like, this person is so frustrating, or this person is rude, or I don't even want to be friends with them. Like, I can't believe I was so close with them. And I feel kind of like embarrassed saying that, because I don't think that way now, and I haven't for years, but that's definitely how I felt then. And in reality, I did want to be friends with them. I love them as a person. They're an important person to both my fiance, Sina, and I. But at the time, I felt stupid saying that I wish that they supported me more. And I didn't want to acknowledge my feelings were just kind of pain. Like, it was hurt. And anger and pushing that person away was easier for me to do than accepting that my feelings were hurt, because I didn't want to look stupid or I didn't want to be vulnerable. And if you're navigating something like this in real time, you might be able to connect with that, right? And just full transparency, the way that I processed it didn't really work for me. And I wasted a lot of time. I wasted a lot of energy feeling like frustrated and anger towards this person that was so unnecessary. So I don't do that anymore. honestly, what's been helpful for me if I don't feel like I'm supported in some way now is first and foremost to let myself feel hurt. I'm not judging my emotions, right? I know that I'm not going to feel hurt for forever, but it does actually help me process and like work through it if I just acknowledge it without judgment. I'm not trying to say like, oh, it's stupid that I feel that way, or I'm overreacting, or I shouldn't feel that way. I'm just trying to instantly reframe it like maybe I would have done in the past or defaulted to anger. But instead, I just let myself feel it because I'm a human and I don't want to hold in emotions, even if they aren't productive emotions right away. And I know that can sound a little bit weird. Hopefully you're picking up what I'm putting down right here. But I think sometimes we try and pretend that we don't feel an emotion because we don't think it's desirable to feel that way. Like in our culture and in society at large, there's this narrative that's very accepted, that's not actually helpful. It's this screw people that don't support us, or even this like, who cares what other people think? It only matters what you think. And to some degree, I understand that, but it's like, we're humans. We're designed to want to belong. Of course we care, especially if it's someone that we're close to and we've got a relationship with. And sometimes it's just miscommunication or misunderstanding, and it turns into this thing that it didn't have to turn into if we could just acknowledge that maybe we're just hurt and go to that hurt place, not for forever, but just for a second, rather than defaulting to anger. Because truly, if you have someone in your life that isn't supporting you the way that you want them to, or is even maybe even, you know, being negative toward you and your goals or your life choices, recognizing that your anger might actually be coming from not wanting yourself to feel hurt or any pain is powerful. Because sometimes we create stories in our head to fit our own emotional needs. Right? It's like we've decided we're going to be mad, so we look for all the reasons to be mad. But if we instead decide to let ourselves process and feel sad or upset, again, not for forever, but just for a little piece of time, we can often then come from this place of truly wanting to connect and seek to understand from their perspective, right? So I think it's always a really good first step, at least what's worked well for me, is recognizing, okay, from my perception, this person isn't supportive of me. Okay, I'm hurt. And now I'm creating a story from that. It's almost like taking a step back from what you're doing in real time to look at it through this curiosity lens. Because then you could have a conversation with them that's not so much pointing the finger at them in this accusatory way because you're mad and defaulting to anger because it's an easier emotion to access. But instead, it can be more from this like loving, compassionate place. Like I like to think in my head about taking the finger that I want to point at someone else and visually think about this. Taking that finger that you're pointing and you're whoop, flipping it around and you're pointing it back at yourself instead of at that other person. And you're saying, what can I own here? And then from that, a conversation that's more compassionate with a desire to connect at the root of it and really seeking to understand, you know, how they can show support or how you're feeling rather than just going into something wanting to win or wanting to be right. Because are you really winning if you just project all of your anger on someone else because you don't believe that they supported you when you could just actually seek to understand what's going on, right? I hope you're loving today's episode. It's about to get really juicy. Buckle up. But first, I wanted to make sure you know, if you have a podcast idea on your heart, I have something that could be so freaking helpful for you, which is She Goes Podcasting, our intro course. It's designed to take you from idea to actually launching your podcast in 4 weeks. And I think this could be really helpful for you if right now you're starting to think about 2022. You're like, this is the year that I'm doing the damn thing. I'm finally launching this podcast that I've been talking about wanting to do for a long time, or I've been thinking about for forever. Or maybe you started a podcast in the past, but you didn't really lay that foundational work. So you didn't stay consistent with it. You didn't really feel like you knew what your podcast was about and who it was for. And if that's the case, I want to help you build the podcast that you really freaking love. She Goes Podcasting is for you if you want to actually fall in love with the process of podcasting. I'm going to give you the tools to help you stay consistent, but also to feel really confident in who you're actually talking to and how to create an engaged community around your show. And what's so awesome about our course that's different from every other course out there, besides that it takes you from idea to launch in 4 weeks, is that it's done in cohorts. So you don't have to go after, you know, building out your podcast and launching this by yourself. You've got like a built-in hype squad. How it works is the content is broken down into 3 separate phases where we teach you everything that you need to know. But in between each phase, we do group Zoom calls, which is where you can get your questions answered in real time. You can bounce your ideas off of other women. You're in a private group together as you go through the course, and then we all launch our podcast, and then you get plugged in this whole ecosystem of all of the other graduates that have gone through our intro course. So it's unlike any other course out there. The phases are self-paced, which means you can go, you know, hence the name, at your own pace, self-paced. And you can do this in a way that's really manageable for you, even if you've got a lot that you're juggling. So we are opening up registration for January of 2022. That's the next availability that we have for our podcast course at the time that I'm recording this. So if you are interested in jumping in, I want you to text podcast course to 512-548-2728. Again, text podcast course to 512-548-2728 so I can hear more about your idea and see if this would be a good fit for you. If you're not on my text list because you don't live in the US or Canada, you can always DM me on Instagram, podcast course, and we can chat more there. So without further ado, let's dive back into the juice of today's episode. And then honestly, after I've identified that I'm hurt by someone's lack of support or that I just feel kind of let down, and I know that I want to bring it up to them and have a very compassionate, like, you know, raw conversation, I have to first take ownership. And I like to ask myself these three really important questions. Number one, what expectation did I place on them? And is it fair? Because we throw a lot of like shoulds out in this world, like how people should act based off of their role or their relationship to us. And it's kind of unhelpful sometimes. So we're going to dive into that. And then question number two I like to ask is, what does support actually look like? Because sometimes we say people don't support us, but they actually are in their head supporting us. They just show it in a different way. Or they actually do want to support us, but they haven't been communicated on how they can actually do it. And we're getting frustrated that they're not, which is interesting. We're going to dive into that too. And then number three, the question of, am I showing up to them and the relationship that I want them to show up for me for, right? Like, am I actually showing up to them and showing support for them? And I'm expecting them to do it for me. Is this reciprocated, right? So let's dive into each of these three questions. Okay. Number one, what expectation did I place on them? And is it fair? Because I don't know how anyone, quote unquote, should act all of the time. And I think it's kind of unfair that we put these expectations on roles or on relationships. Like, I don't know about you, but if I'm really close with someone, even if I feel like I know them really well, I also acknowledge that I'm never going to fully understand what it's like to live in their head, right? Or really know what they're navigating, even the people that I'm closest with. So I don't want to have such high expectations for people based off of a role, because I know I'm not always going to meet their expectations. So I don't want them to have those expectations for me. So why do I have those expectations for them? I just think this like grace and understanding that we can extend to ourselves for sure, but also to the people closest to us is really important, you know? Like how a significant other should act, or how a friend should act, or how a mom should act, or how a sister should act, or a mentor, teacher, insert any role in your life, how they should act just doesn't feel productive. And it's too much freaking pressure. So really going back to, what expectation did I place on them and is it fair, is powerful, because I see a better option. What if we just assume that people are doing the best that they can with the tools that they have, and we give them a little bit of extra grace? We can put down this anger, even if we feel like they're not supporting us the way that we want them to. And instead, we can put down the anger and we can acknowledge that they might have a lot on their plate right now that we don't even know about, right? And it's not fair that we expect that people are always going to get it right, or they're always going to show up for us the way that we want them to, because we're not always going to show up the way that other people need us to either, right? That grace and that understanding extended to ourselves and to others is huge, right? So that first question, what expectations did I place on them and are they actually fair? Number two, what does support actually look like? And it's funny, or I guess funny isn't the right word, but it's ironic that sometimes we say people don't support us, but we forget that we haven't actually told them what support looks like, or that we want support. And then we get mad at them, because that's the easiest emotion sometimes for us to access. You know, we get mad at them that they don't support us. Isn't that interesting? Right? Like, if you're listening to this episode, like you clicked on this title, maybe you're just interested in this topic, or you actually have someone specifically that's coming up in your head right now that you feel like isn't supporting you. If that's the case, I think it would be worth your time to take a second and say, wait a second, did I communicate to this person, number one, that I wanted support? And number two, what it would actually look like. Because that's often a really great place to start, right? Sometimes we say people don't support us, but really they actually are supporting us, but they just show it in a different way. And we're not even recognizing that. Or they do want to support us. Like they do believe in us. They do want to support our goals, but they haven't been communicated from us. We haven't taken that radical responsibility to tell them we want support and how that would, you know, how they could show up, right? Like they literally just don't know. And then we're getting mad at them for not supporting us. And we're creating this space in this relationship, but they literally might not even know what support looks like or that you're having this conversation in your head about them and that you're getting frustrated with them and you're just having this like one-way battle, but they don't even get to be looped in on it, which is so interesting. We do that as humans though. So if you're doing that right now, like don't beat yourself up. We all do that as humans, but we listen to podcasts like this and we are on this personal growth journey because we want to do better. And that's something to be really proud of yourself for, that you're acknowledging that you might be, you know, showing up in a way that's not constructive to where you want to go. Great. You can change it, right? And question number three, am I showing up to them and the relationship the way that I want them to show up for me? And it's interesting because I see this a lot with new podcasters or with entrepreneurs that I help in my company, SheGoes, but really it's applicable for anything. But for sake of this example, just in case you are building a side business or you're a podcaster or blog, or you're putting yourself out there on social media, we often want people to support us. Like we want support from our friends because we want them to be excited about our new business or our new podcast or our blog or the thing that we're doing. But we forget that we aren't reciprocating that. We aren't asking them about what they're excited about or what they want support around, you know, from us. And social media can make this a little bit more complicated, especially for those of you that are building businesses or personal brands on social media. Sometimes we get frustrated that someone isn't supporting us. And we say things like, didn't she see me talking about this on social media? Or didn't she see that I, you know, put this in my podcast? Or didn't she see that I started this thing? Or didn't she see this? It's like, it doesn't matter if she did see it. She might not have, first and foremost, let's assume the best in people. But also, even if she did, she might not be talking, you know, to you about it because she doesn't feel like you're supportive of her. Because she's got other things that she's excited about or things that she needs support around and she's not sharing about it, but you're also not asking her, right? So if you're doing the work on yourself and you're going to be here listening to podcasts like this, and like we're in this personal growth journey together, why don't we take that responsibility and understand how powerful it is that we get to be the one to open up that door for conversations in our friendships or with our family or whatever, you know, whoever we want support from. And we can open up this conversation of like, hey, I definitely want to support you in whatever it is that you're excited about right now or anything that you need support around. It's like, how can I help you? Or offering ways to help them. We can deepen that connection. Like we crave connection and deep relationships and we get to actually take responsibility for that if we are willing to open up the door to this conversation, which is really cool, you know? And I know that kind of sounds like, duh, common sense, but it's not always common practice in all relationships. In fact, what just popped into my head is this idea of kind of how I've navigated this with my own parents. Like a few years ago, I remember I realized at one moment, I was like, wait, I don't feel like I'm showing up to my relationship with my parents, like when I'm talking to them on the phone, in the same way that they show up for me. So I'm originally from Washington State. So my parents both live in the greater Seattle area. And I talk to them all the time on the phone, both of them individually. And I realized that the conversations was often me giving them updates of what was going on with me. This was years ago. And I wasn't really asking them a ton about what was going on with them. Like I would ask them, but I didn't feel like I really got to have this like connection with them. So I intentionally was like, no. I'm not just going to give them updates of what's going on with me, expecting that just because they're my parents and I've got this expectation for how they're going to show up as a dad or a mom, that they're just supposed to be supportive. Yes, they both happen to be supportive, but I actually really don't want relationships like that with expectations. So I'm really intentional about asking my own parents what they're excited about, or really making sure that I'm making enough time when I'm going to have a conversation with them so I can talk to them like we're friends. Because if I want them to show up and be excited for me or supportive of me, if things are tough or I'm navigating a lot, I want to be excited for them and I want to be supportive for them too. I don't want these one-way relationships. It just doesn't feel as fulfilling, especially as I move into my 30s. I feel like maybe some of you will be able to connect with that, right? It's just powerful to kind of ask ourselves some of these questions and check in. Don't beat ourselves up on anything, but really be like, wait a second, I could do a little bit better in that department. Awesome. Let's do a little bit better. And I realize this episode is a lot of juice. So let me just kind of tie this up in a bow for you here. Okay. First, like I mentioned at the beginning, what's helpful for me if I haven't felt supported in some way is first and foremost, just to let myself feel that hurt feeling, that letdown feeling, and not tell myself that I'm stupid or that it's, you know, like dumb that I'm feeling that way, but just let that feeling come over me. And I know that it's not going to be for forever, but it's helpful to get it out so you can actually process it rather than just trying to instantly reframe it or ignore it or pick anger just because it's easier than letting ourselves feel hurt and the pain that comes from that, right? Because then from there, you can actually dig into these three questions. Number one, what expectation did I place on them? And is it fair? Number two, what does support actually look like? And can I communicate that better? Number three, am I showing up to them and the relationship the way that I want them to show up to me? And once I've done all of that, then I can really come from a place of compassion when I have a conversation with them rather than anger or projecting some weird ish that like I haven't handled on them. That's really unfair. And then if from there, they still don't support me, right? And I'm intentional about like, I do this in my life and all of my relationships where I'm really intentional to think about how I feel when I leave someone, right? Or how much I feel like I get to show up as myself around that person. Do I play smaller around that person? Do I water down how I am as a person, my enthusiasm? Do I try and like push down my goals or, you know, don't celebrate my accomplishments? Like if I have a lot of people like that around me, it's not really conducive to my growth and how I want to show up in the world. And it's my job, and I believe it's your job, to curate an environment around you of supportive people. So that might mean that you have some space that needs to be created from some people that aren't supportive or that are really negative. And that's totally cool. Not all relationships are for forever. And there's nothing wrong with that. We just don't talk about it. So we feel like it's weird, but it's not weird, you know? So I hope this episode hits home with you. And if you think that someone else could benefit from this conversation, can you please share this on Instagram stories? That is the best way to help me get the message out, because obviously then your friends hear about it and they're like, oh, maybe I should check out that podcast. And truly, can you imagine a world where we all just take more radical responsibility for how we show up, the thoughts that we think, the actions that we take? And this conversation about relationships and support is so important for all of us. Right? And then of course, if you tag me at Keisha.Fitzgerald on Instagram, I love it because then I can personally thank you. I try to get to every single one of my DMs of those of you that tag me about the podcast. So anyway, I hope this was helpful for you and I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for being here with me and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.